إن الحمد لله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد آتينا داود وسليمان علما وقال الحمد لله الذي فضلنا على كثير من عباده المؤمنين وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم أنا أولى بكل مؤمن من نفسه من ترك مالا فلأهله ومن ترك دينا أو ضياعا فعلي وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لا يصبر على لأواء المدينة وشدتها أحد إلا كنت له شفيعا يوم القيامة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable علماء اكرام Respected brothers and elders While the beautiful nazam and naat was presented One incident came to my mind of Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahimahumullah nawwar Allahu marqadahu He says one day I was sitting outside the courtyard of Masjid An-Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam And there was a young lad sitting close by. We sat down to eat, so I invited the little boy. I said, come and join me for meals. The boy came, sat down, and he joined us in the meals. The next day again, when I was eating, the little boy was sitting there. He looked like he was alone. He was somehow desperate. I again politely drew him close to me, and he very happily came and he ate. Over a period of time, during my stay in Medina, I developed an affection with this boy and I developed a closeness with this boy. When it was time to leave Medina and now we were returning back to our country, so I told this boy, come little boy, join me, we're going back to India, perhaps you can come to the madrasa, study there, and maybe inshallah we can process this relation. The little boy got up, he was very happy, he took few steps and then he paused. Then he looked back, he looked at the green dome. He looked at the green dome and he thought of the Nabi resting in that green dome. He held Maulana's hand. He said, tell me, you'll give me everything. Will you give me this green dome? Will you give me the person resting in this green dome? Maulana said, I was left speechless when he asked me. He said, I can promise you and offer you everything, but I cannot promise you the man resting in this green dome. That boy said, well, then I'm better off in my poverty and join the neighborhood of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The hadith that I quoted before you, many of us go for Hajj and Umrah. Nabi Alayhi Salaam has made a request. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has made a request. When he came to Medina, he made dua for Medina. He said, oh Allah, the sanctity of Makkah revolves around Ibrahim Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. Oh Allah, you make Medina sacred because of me. And then he made dua to Allah, oh Allah, you remove the sicknesses, the tragedies, the calamities of Medina. And in the riwayat of Muslim Sharif, he says, I seen an old lady leaving Medina. And I interpret this that all the calamities and the sicknesses of Medina have now left Medina. However, whatever little difficulty now still remains of Medina, I implore every ummati coming here to visit me till the day of Qiyamah. La yasbiru ala la'wa'il madinati wa shiddatiha ahadun. Any person coming to visit me in Medina, while I'm alive or after I'm gone into my grave, if he will patiently endure the climate of Medina, if he will patiently endure the temperament of the people of Medina, I will hold him by his hands and put him in Jannat. Illa kuntu lahu shafi'an yawm al-qiyamah. I am responsible to intercede for him on the day of Qiyamah. So really brothers, let us take this to heart. I just thought I mentioned this here because it came in my mind that we go there, let us not fuss on other things, let us appreciate the closeness. Let us appreciate the neighborhood of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There is a riwayat in Tirmidhi that the Yahud used to come and sneeze before Nabi alayhi salam. كان اليهود يتعاطسون عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Now naturally when a person sneezes, then the response is, a person says Alhamdulillah, then we say Yarhamukallah. That is the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So these Yahud used to come and sneeze with the hope that this Nabi of Allah will say, Yarhamuk Allah for us once. Passionate that we become deserving of the dua of mercy. People who did not believe in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and accept his prophet would, yet they understood the value of the words of mercy coming out from the blessed lips of Nabi alayhi salam, that they used to sit there and sneeze, hoping that this prophet will invoke the mercy of Allah upon us. Of course, the dua of Nabi alayhi salam was rather, Yahdikum Allah, that Allah guide you since you don't have iman. The ayat karima that I recited in the beginning, Allah speaks about Dawood and Sulaiman alayhi salam. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي فَضَّلَنَا عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِّنْ عِبَادِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That indeed we favor Dawood and Sulaiman respectively with kingdom also, with knowledge also. Mawlana Shadwar Allah Marqadahu writes in Tafsir Uthmani, commentating on this verse, what did father and son say? وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي فَضَّلَنَا. All praise belongs to Allah who gave us merit, honor, privilege, status, recognition over a significant portion of His creation. And they did not say, الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي فَضَّلَنَا عَلَى جَمِيعِ عِبَادِهِ. They did not say, all praise belongs to Allah who gave us merit over the entire creation. They said, Allah has given us praise over a great amount of His creation. Maulana writes, that statement is designated for one individual only. No other human reserves the authority to make this claim by saying, all praise belongs to Allah who has made me the noblest of humanity in its entirety, none other than Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That is the honor and that is the privilege that Allah has given Nabi alayhi salam. In Jalalain, under the commentary of this ayah, in the 25th juz of the Quran, فَاطِرُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَمِنَ الْأَنْعَامِ أَزْوَاجًا يَذْرَؤُكُمْ فِيهِ. Under the commentary of this ayah with reference to Tafsir Jamal, in Hashia number 2, it is written that after Allah created Adam alayhi salatu was salam, and then Allah created our mother Hawa alayhi salam, مَدَّ يَدَهُ إِلَيْهَا. So Adam alayhi salam politely stretched his hand to our mother Hawa alayhi salam. So the angels told Adam, Mah ya Adam, wait. So Adam said, but Allah has created her for me. So the angel said, yes, you are correct. Allah has created, but she's not lawful until you did not discharge your dowry. You have to first give her dowry. I've given you the reference with reference to Tafsir Jamal. So Adam alayhi salam said, Qala wa ma mahruha. What is the mahar of Hawa? Should I offer the rivers of Jannat, the palaces of Jannat, the trees of Jannat, the fruit of Jannat? What should I offer? It is written that the malaika then told Adam alayhi salatu wassalam that your dowry to your wife is hatta tusalli ala Muhammad thalatha marrat. Your dowry is that you recite 3 times durood on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Let us all recite. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. That was the dowry of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. If you study the books of ahadith, you will find that there is a chapter in every book of hadith that speaks about mu'ajizat. And that is the miracles of prophets. Allah Rabbul Izzat had divinely favored every Nabi respectively with different mu'ajizat, commonly translated in English as miracles, by virtue of which he could substantiate his prophethood. It was not the object of his prophethood, but rather it was the proof of his prophethood. And when we speak about mu'ajizat, commonly we speak about 3 terminologies. One is mu'ajizat, one is karamat, and one is istidraj. Let me briefly explain to you what is karamat, what is istidraj, and then I share with you the mu'ajizat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Karamat are the supernatural performances carried out at the hands of pious people. Pious people also, Allah Ta'ala had favored them that from time to time they had performed certain supernatural actions which the general public could not perform. You look into the lives of Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhim Ajma'in. The riwayat comes in Bidaya wa Nihaya. There was a woman by the name of Umm Sa'ib. Ajuzan Amya, She was aged also and she was blind also. Her son used to attend the gathering of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. One day the son became sick, and while he was sitting with Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, he passed away. The riwayat comes in Bidayah. When he passed away, Sahaba arranged for the ghusl. Nabi alayhi salam told Anas, go and tell this boy's mother that her son has passed away. Anas radiallahu anhu came to this elderly woman, and with respect and in a polite and tender way, said, oh, respected mother, I have come to you from Nabi alayhi salatu was salam to convey to you that ihtasibi indallah, hope for reward, your son has passed away. So this woman told Anas radiallahu anhu, just take me there to Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. Anas radiallahu anhu says, I brought her. Sahaba was sitting. She came and she sat down at the feet of this son of hers who was deceased. Then she made dua to Allah. Allahumma aslamtu laka taw'an wa khala'tu al-awthana zuhdan wa hajartu ilayka raghba fala tushmit biya al-a'da wa la tuhammilni min hadhihi al-musiba ma la taqata li bihamliha. Allah, I brought iman on you willingly. Allah, I gave up idol worship passionately. Allah, I migrated promptly. Allah, don't give the disbelievers a chance to mock at my Islam. They're going to seize the opportunity and they're going to say, this woman accepted Islam, her son died. Allah, don't put upon me something which is beyond my ability. Anas radiallahu anhu says, she was still making her dua. We perceived movement. This boy stood up. He sat with us. He ate with us. The Nabi of Allah passed away. He loved. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu passed away. He loved. In the era of Umar radiallahu anhu, he was martyred. Like this, there were numerous incidents performed at the hands of Sahaba that Allah favored them with such things which general people could not perform. We look into the life of Maulana Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri rahimahumullah, Sahibu Badlil Majhood, the author of Badlul Majhood. One day he was walking with his disciples and someone snubbed him. Someone insulted him. So he told one of his disciples, this man has insulted me, tell him something back. So they were somehow hesitant and reluctant that Islam advocates kindness and forgiveness, and the message being echoed from our spiritual mentor is that I should retort and I should also answer something. Again he said, the man has snubbed me, snub him back. But the disciples were somehow reluctant. That man barely took two steps and he collapsed. Maulana on this said, Maine kaha tha badla le lo warna mera Allah badla lega. I said, take revenge or else I know my Allah will intervene and take revenge. I know my Allah will intervene and take revenge. When I said take revenge, it was lighter of the two. We can speak about numerous karamat that were performed at the hands of the pious people. Then we speak about istidraj. Istidraj is the powers granted to wicked people, evil people, that perform also things that are supernatural. Unfortunately, we are living in a society which has become exceptionally gullible. Any person making any claims, immediately people flock towards him. We recently had in Cape Town, a woman claimed to say she had a shadow on her mirror and she was seeing some divine personalities and heard some divine voices. People started flocking towards her in the hundreds and the thousands. Wicked people, after all, what will be the greatest bait of Dajjal? What superpowers won't he perform? Ma'ahu narun wa nahrun. Nabi alayhi salam said he'll have paradise and hell with him. Remember, his hell is the paradise of Allah. His paradise is the hell of Allah. He will come to a group of people, they will believe on him. He will point to the sky, it will shower rain. He will point to the earth, it will give off vegetation. He will point to the animals, it will give off milk in full measure and in great quantity. Then he will come by a nation, they will belie him, they will deny him. He'll point to the skies, it will become drought upon them. He'll point to the earth, the earth will not give off its crops. He will point to the animals, they will become thin, lean, weak and die. In other words, accepting his message will be invitation to apparent prosperity. And denying his message will be apparent destruction. Can you imagine how challenging a time it will be? قَالُوا وَمَا لُبْثُهُ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Nabi of Allah, what will be his stay on this earth? Nabi alayhi salam says 40 days. يَوْمٌ كَسَنَةٍ. One day like a year. يَوْمٌ كَشَهْرٍ One day like a month. And يَوْمٌ كَالْجُمْعَ One day like a week. Subhanallah, what was the viewpoint? What was the thought of Sahaba? When Nabi alayhi salatu was salam told the Sahaba, now bear me out on this point. When Nabi alayhi salam told the Sahaba that Dajjal will come for 40 days. The first day, the duration will be 1 year. The first question of Sahaba is, O Nabi of Allah, that one day which will extend for 1 year, will we perform 5 namaz or namaz equivalent to 1 year? O Nabi of Allah, will we perform 5 namaz or namaz equivalent to 1 year? Nabi alayhi salam says, no, you will have to calculate and perform namaz equivalent to 1 year. Brothers, I just came back now from Indonesia, and I had the opportunity in my Jummah talk today, I spoke about it, we went to Bandar Aceh. And I don't want to digress into the extent of the catastrophe, but I wish to share some of the pattern of my thoughts. While I stood there and I stood by the capsized ship, and the waters were in front of me, I told the brothers, just give me some time, I want to introspect. And we looked at dilapidated homes, and I spoke about it at length. At that particular time, the hadith that flashed through my mind, that while world sympathy comes upon these people, and rightfully so, have we forgotten what did the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Man fatathu salatun fakannama wutira ahluhu wa maluhu. While you sympathize with the victims of the tsunami, Nabi alayhi salam says the one who has missed one namaz, he is as if he's lost all his family members and lost all his possessions. Now, this was the closest to the extent of the description of Nabi alayhi salam to absorb the extent of the loss and the harm of this man. That here we literally see a man who lost family, lost home. Somehow we can relate to his sentiments. We can feel the pain, share the agony, or rather claim to, otherwise we cannot. And here the hadith of Bukhari says, Man fatathu salatul asri, that person who must asr namaz, حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى, حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى, وقوموا لله قانتين. Protect that asr namaz, the one who must asr namaz, as if he missed and he's lost all his belongings and his possession. So imagine the powers that Dajjal will, the havoc that Dajjal will create on this earth. The chaos that he will cause. He will come to a young boy, shabun mumtali'un imana, brimming with faith. You know, we say he's brimming with this and with politics and with money and with everything else. This young boy will be brimming with iman. He will come and split him in half. And then he will tell him, are you convinced that I am Dajjal? He will say, Mazdattu fika illa basira. Are you convinced that I am the ultimate being? That look at what powers I have, I can split you in half. This young boy will be the noblest of the young boys of that time. He will say, I am more convinced that now you are Dajjal. And the reason why I am convinced, if you claim divinity, then repeat what you have done. Split me for a second time, I promise you'll never be able to do it. He will try for a second time, but he will fail. Who will be the first to follow Dajjal? Allah save one and all. Those young boys who sleep with music, who get up with music, whose day is music, whose night is music. One announcer will announce on the day of Qiyamah, أَيْنَ الَّذِينَ يُنَزِّهُونَ أَسْمَاعَهُمْ وَأَبْصَارَهُمْ عَمَّ مَزَامِيرِ الشَّيْطَانِ مَيِّزُوهُمْ مَيِّزُوهُمْ. Where are those young boys who love the sound of music, who love the melodious voices of women, who love the seductive tones of charming girls, but distance themselves from those voices for my pleasure? Tell them to come this side. Today I read Quran and they listen. Today I read Quran, not Abdul Basit, but Basit himself. Not Abdul Samad, but Samad himself. Allah himself will recite Quran. So one is istidraj, one is karamat, and one is mu'ajizat. Now you look at the miracles that Allah had favored Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam with. Allah had favored every prophet with miracles. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah had blessed him with the yad-e-bayda. Allah had blessed him with the staff.
Allah had sent certain forms of azab. Allah had sent certain forms of azab upon the nation of Fir'aun, which came as a miracle to Musa alayhi salam. فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانَ وَالْجَرَادَ فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانَ وَالْجَرَادَ وَالْقُمَّلَ وَالضَّفَادِعَ. سبحان الله. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. None understands and can fathom the army of Allah but Allah. How did Allah cripple the nation of Fir'aun? Mawlana Abu al-Hasan al-Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi writes in Qasas al-Nabiyyin, وَجُنُودُ اللَّهِ لَا تَعْمَلُ فِيهَا السِّهَامُ. When it comes to the armies of Allah, you cannot combat them with arrows and ammunition. So how did Allah destroy the people of Fir'aun? With locusts, an insignificant creation like locusts. فَفِي الطَّعَامِ ضَفَادِعُ وَفِي الشَّرَابِ ضَفَادِعُ وَفِي الْمَلَابِسِ ضَفَادِعُ. Wherever they went, they were locusts. You can't arm yourself. Like you see, you sit in to eat and flies can irritate you. Allah destroyed them. Dumb. Whenever they would pick up a glass of water, it would become blood. They would be sitting on one table. In Ma'riful Quran, it is written, a Bani Israel will hold a glass of water and drink, it will remain water. A person from Fir'aun's tribe will pick up that very glass, before it comes close to his mouth, it will become blood. In this way, Allah Ta'ala had sent various prophets and Allah gave them various miracles. They came to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu was salam. هل يستطيع ربك أن ينزل علينا مائدة من السماء. Isa, does your Lord possess the ability to send down a divine table from the heavens with delicacies laden with the best of foods? Isa alayhi salam said, قال اتقوا الله إن كنتم مؤمنين. Fear Allah, what request are you making? قالوا نريد أن نأكل منها وتطمئن قلوبنا ونعلم أن قد صدقتنا وَنَكُونَ عَلَيْهَا مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. Oh Isa, tell Allah to send it down. It will be an added miracle to your prophethood. It will comfort us and we will be convinced beyond doubt that you are the Nabi of Allah. قَالَ اللَّهُ إِنِّي مُنَزِّلُهَا عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah sent a divine table laden with food. But then Allah said, Oh Isa, tell them, I have complied to their request. Now if they will not bring iman, I will punish them in a manner that I've never ever punished anyone before. Brothers, let us look at the miracles that Allah had favored Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam with. As I mentioned, miracles were not the object of prophethood. No Nabi came to demonstrate miracles, but rather the proof of prophethood. قَالَ أَوَلَوْ جِئْتُكَ بِشَيْءٍ مُّبِينٍ. If I present a miracle to you, will you believe? We know Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's kingdom went beyond insan, and it went beyond, even it included the animal kingdom as well as the jinnat. After the prophethood of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as a precaution for the preservation of the divine revelation, Allah barred the heavens. Muli'at harasan shadida. When Adam alayhi salam was taken out of Jannah and the devil was expelled, after that the jinnat used to make a line right up to the heavens. Illa man khatifa al-khatfa. They used to make a line right up to the heavens, overhear the discussion, what is happening in the skies, grasp one truth, come and relate it to the fortune tellers. They would exploit that one truth, muddle it with 100 lies and deceive people. But as a precaution for the preservation of the divine revelation, Allah then barred the heavens. The jinnat tried to go, but immediately they were seized, they were struck. So they realized that something has happened. If you are driving and suddenly you find there's a roadblock, either there's a major accident or there's a state car that is coming. One of the two, something has happened. There's police, there's a presence, there's helicopters, there's two-way radio controls, there's something happening. The jinnat went up, it's blocked. They said, let's go around in the world and look. Something has happened. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was reciting Quran. Some jinnat came and they stood by the side of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ فَلَمَّا حَضَرُوهُ قَالُوا أَنْصِتُوا فَلَمَّا قُضِيَ وَلَّوْا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِمْ مُنذِرِينَ. When they came, they heard. They said, this is the final message. Looks like this is the man. Nabi alayhi salam completed his namaz. These jinnat sat down and they had a dialogue with Nabi alayhi salam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam said, listen, I am the Nabi of Allah. Now your salvation lies in accepting me. The Quran says, wallow. those very people who came to investigate the prophethood of Nabi alayhi salam returned ila qawmihim to their nation mundirin as warners.
قالوا يا قومنا إنا سمعنا كتابا أنزل من بعد موسى مصدقا لما بين يديه.
We have seen the Quran that came after the Torah, which came as a culmination for divine revelation and came to confirm all the divine scriptures. One day Nabi alayhi salam was performing namaz in Masjid al-Nabawi. The riwayat comes in Bukhari Sharif. Nabi alayhi salam said, Inna ifritan min al-jinni تفلت علي البارحة ليقطع علي الصلاة فأمكنني الله منه فأردت أن أربطه إلى سارية من سوار المسجد.
I was performing salah,
and in my namaz one jinn started disturbing me and disrupting me and intimidating me. I got hold of this jinn. فأردت أن أربطه. I was on the verge to tie this jinn to one of the pillars of my masjid. فَذَكَرْتُ دَعْوَةَ أَخِي سُلَيْمَانِ.
Subhanallah.
Look at Anbiya amongst themselves. What mutual respect they had for one another. Now you listen to me. And bear me out on this point. Nabi alayhi salam said, I held that jinn. And I was about to penalize this jinn. I was about to discipline this jinn. But then I recall the supplication of my brother Sulaiman. My brother Sulaiman had made dua to Allah,
رَبِّ هَبْلِي مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي رَبِّ هَبْلِي مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ.
Allah, give me such a kingdom, no other human must have a share in what I own. And Allah gave him a kingdom and control over the jinnat. I was on the verge to penalize this jinn, but as a token of respect to the supplication of my brother Sulaiman, I release this jinn so that I do not interfere in the kingdom that Allah gave him. What respect! What respect they showed for one another. When Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam sat on the throne, and his brothers walked in, and he identified every one of them.
وَجَاءَ إِخْوَةُ يُوسُفَ فَدَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ فَعَرَفَهُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ.
These were the very ones who plotted my assassination, who separated me from my father, who mercilessly dropped me into the well. Today I'm in authority. Today I can seize. Today is the time for me to take revenge. But subhanallah, what is the bosom of a Nabi? What is the kindness of a Nabi? What did Sayyidina Yusuf say? He told everyone,
وَقَالَ لِفِتْيَانِهِ جَعَلُوا بِضَاعَتَهُمْ فِي رِحَالِهِمْ
Listen, these boys that have walked in now, don't speak to them. Give them their corn and give them their grain. You take their money and quietly you put it back into their saddle bags. Let me tell you, this is my brothers. How can I milk my blood in their desperation? How can I make money out of my blood? Which blood? Those that drop him in the well. Those that separated him from his father. The father lost his gaze. But what is the vision of a Nabi? I must sit here now and enjoy comfort and luxury. And my brothers in this, no. Give them their money back.
لَعَلَّهُمْ يَعْرِفُونَهَا إِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ.
I quoted the hadith in the beginning. Nabi alayhi salam said, أَنَا أَوْلَى بِكُلِّ مُؤْمِنٍ مِّن نَفْسِهِ. Allahu Akbar. What a Nabi Allah has given us. I met a white boy, a revert. After many years that he accepted Islam, dressed in the full sunnat libas. I looked at him, I said, MashaAllah, so nice to see you like this. He told me one statement, but he left me crying. I said, how's it going? How are you learning? He said, Maulana, what a Islam and what a Nabi Allah gave us. What a Nabi, what a Nabi, what a Nabi. Those were his words. What a complete human. And yet you and I still want to seek guidance from others. May we die with shame. Wallah, it's an insult upon us. It's a disgrace upon us. When Allah has given us the noblest of humans and we still find guidance in the life of the most immoral people. What an insult upon us. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's blood comes out. Malik ibn Sinan takes the blood. Nabi alayhi salam says, go and dispose of it. He takes it and he goes away. He comes back. Nabi alayhi salam says, have you disposed? He says, I have disposed. Nabi alayhi salam says, what have you done by the way? He says, oh Nabi of Allah, I have swallowed it. Nabi alayhi salam says, you got my blood in you, rest assured, Jahannam can't touch you. You got my blood in your body. Today this ummah is throwing that Nabi. Today this ummah is shunning the life of that Nabi. And what were the words of that Nabi? You tour the world. Allah's Qasam, tour the world. You won't find one well-wisher like my Nabi. Ana awla bi kulli mu'minin min nafsi. Listen, I have more rights over you than you have over yourself. An-Nabiyu awla bil mu'minin min anfusihim. An-Nabiyu awla bil mu'minin min anfusihim. Wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum. Allah says the Nabi is closer to you than you are to yourself. He has more rights over you than you have over yourself. Then what did he say? Now Nabi alayhi salam says, I am closer to you and I have more rights over you than you have over yourself. Then he explains this relation. What is the father says, you owe me more than you owe yourself. In other words, pay up. In other words, do this. In other words, do that. But that's not what Nabi alayhi salam said. He then explained his relation. مَنْ تَرَكَ مَالًا فَلِأَهْلِهِ.
Beware of fraudulent copies of this and other media products. Fraudulent copies prevent and destroy the possibility of future productions. Help us to continue providing you with digital media products. Buy a genuine copy.
For all your CD needs, contact Simtek Islamic CDs. We have a wide range of CD-ROM and audio CDs to choose from. Try our Quranic CDs or choose from our vast range of English lectures. We even have selected Urdu lectures. And for your computer, we have screensavers, Islamic programs and much more. So call us on 082-500-9111. Simtek Islamic CDs, manufacturers and distributors of Islamic audio and media CDs.
He then explained his relation. مَنْ تَرَكَ مَالًا فَلِأَهْلِهِ مَنْ تَرَكَ مَالًا فَلِأَهْلِهِ. Listen, while I'm alive, if any of my ummati dies, leaving behind a handsome legacy, leaving behind an estate, leaving behind empire, being his Nabi, I don't want a cent from his estate. However, if any ummati dies, leaving behind debts and orphans, tell him his Nabi will settle his debts and father his children. I don't want to send from your money. But if you die leaving behind children, I will father those children. And if you die leaving behind debts, I will settle those debts. One janaza was brought. Nabi alayhi salam said, is this man owing any debts? So sahaba said, yes, he's owing, O Nabi of Allah. Nabi alayhi salam said, hal taraka min wafa'in? Has he left behind money to settle it? Sahaba said, no, O Nabi of Allah, he hasn't left. This was in the early stages when Nabi alayhi salam had no money. So Nabi alayhi salam said, sallu ala sahibikum. Okay, then somebody else come forward and perform the janaza. This man's debts haven't been settled. I don't have the debts, I don't have the money to settle it. Sayyidina Ali came forward and he said, O Nabi of Allah, don't deprive this man of your namaz. Whatever the outstanding amount between me and Allah, I will settle it. Nabi alayhi salam said, Fakkallahu rihanaka minan nar kama fakakta rihana akhika al-Muslim. Ali, may Allah save you from Jahannam as you saved your deceased brother today. Where are the wealthy of this ummah that can come and rescue the deceased who dies in a situation of destitute? Another added platform that Allah has given you to seize and to capitalize. Fakkallahu rihanaka minan nar kama fakakta rihana akhika al-Muslim. So when we look at the mu'ajizat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the jinnat, the animal kingdom. One sahabi, the riwayat comes in bidayah. He comes to Nabi alayhi salam, O Nabi of Allah, my camel is gone insane. وَقَدْ صَارَ مِثْلَ الْكَلْبِ الْكَلِبِ. It's gone totally insane. Nabi alayhi salam told the sahaba, come, let's go and see what is happening here. So as they come to the house of the sahabi, the place where the camel was, the sahabi said, أَخَافُ عَلَيْكَ صَوْلَتَهُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Nabi of Allah, I'm afraid perhaps this animal will attack you. This animal is wild. Nabi alayhi salam said, لَيْسَ عَلَيَّ مِنْهُ بَأْسٌ. Don't worry about me, you take care of yourself. As they enter in the riwayat of Bidayah,
فَلَمَّا نَظَرَ الْجَمَلُ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَقْبَلَ نَحْوَهُ وَخَرَّ سَاجِدًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ.
When that camel looked at Nabi alayhi salam, it came running, it bowed, it kneeled, naked, prostrated. Abu Bakr checked Nabi alayhi salam and he said,
كَأَنَّهُ عَلِمَ أَنَّكَ نَبِيٌ.
O Nabi of Allah, it looks like this camel knows you're a Nabi. Nabi alayhi salam said,
إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ شَيْءٌ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُ أَنِّي نَبِيٌ.
O Abu Bakr, why are you talking about this camel? Allah's qasam, in whose control is my life. There isn't an atom on this universe that doesn't know I'm the Nabi of Allah.
إِلَّا عَاصِ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ.
With the exception of those humans who refuse to accept me as a Nabi. So Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, هَذِهِ بَهِيمَةٌ لَا تَعْقِلْ تَسْجُدُ لَكْ. O Nabi of Allah, this is an animal. This animal is not responsible to obey Allah. And this animal enjoys the privilege of bowing to you. Don't deprive us. Let us also make sajda to you, O Nabi of Allah. Subhanallah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam never exploited. Never exploited. He never want to make propaganda for himself. He said, أَنَا حَبِيبُ اللَّهِ وَلَا فَخَرْ. You know, when his son Ibrahim radiallahu anhu passed away, then that was the very same day that the sun eclipsed. The sun, there was a solar eclipse that coincided with the demise of the son of Nabi alayhi salam. People started saying that the sun has eclipsed, marking and mourning the death of the son of a great person. Nabi alayhi salam could ideally latch on to this and say, yes, you're right. He said, no. إِنَّ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ آيَتَانِ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ لَا يَنْكَسِفَانِ لِمَوْتِ أَحَدٍ وَلَا لِحَيَاتِهِ. Listen, the sun and the moon are the signs of Allah. They don't eclipse at the birth of anyone nor at the death of anyone. The eclipse of the sun has absolutely nothing to do with the death of my child. He made the matter clear. If it was you and I, we ideally latch on to that propaganda and we force our way into the relation. O Nabi of Allah, let us make sajda to you. This animal has made sajda. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, if I was to command anyone, I would have commanded the woman to make sajda to her husband. وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَوْ كَانَ مِنْ قَدَمِهِ إِلَىٰ مَفْرَقِ رَأْسِهِ قَرْحَةٌ تَتَفَجَّرُ بِالْقَيْحِ وَالصَّدِيدِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقْبَلَتْهُ فَلَحِسَتْهُ مَا أَدَّتْ حَقَّهُ. I swear by that Allah who's in charge of my life, if the husband has a cut or a wound from which blood is oozing and flowing, and the wife comes and she licks up all the blood, then too she has not done justice to the obligation to her husband. That is not all. On the Hajjatul Wada of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi alayhi salam slaughtered 63 camels in relation to his Mubarak age. Now we know camels slaughtering does not take place, piercing takes place, nahar. As the Quran speaks about it, فَإِذَا وَجَبَتْ جُنُوبُهَا فَإِذَا وَجَبَتْ جُنُوبُهَا فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا وَأَطْعِمُ الْقَانِعَ وَالْمُعْتَرُ. That they are lined up, one leg is tied, and then nahar, that is a spear, is pierced in. It comes in the riwayat, it was quite a painful exercise, quite a strenuous exercise, 63. I mean, we slaughtered 10 sheep, and then we know what happens. 63 camels. Every camel came running that I be the first to be slaughtered on the hands of Nabi alayhi salam. This comes in authentic ahadith. One sheep makes us run so much. Here 63 camels came running to Nabi alayhi salam that I be privileged to be slaughtered on his hands. Ya'la ibn Murra radiallahu anhu says, there were three things that happened, I will never forget it. We were traveling with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. As we came by a camel, that camel started moaning and groaning. Nabi alayhi salam said, Undhuru man sahibu hadhal jamal. Listen, do me a favor, go and find out who's the owner of this camel. So he says, I went to look. Fawajadtuhu lifatam min al ansar. I found out that it belongs to one young ansari. I said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is calling you. He came to Nabi alayhi salam. Nabi alayhi salam said, do me one favor, bi'nihi. Sell me this camel. He said, bal ahabuhu laka ya Rasulallah. No, Nabi of Allah, have it. Nabi alayhi salam said, bi'nihi, sell it to me. When Nabi alayhi salam came to Masjid al-Nabawi, and that land was belonging to Sahal and Suhail, the two orphans, they said, have it, O Nabi of Allah. Nabi alayhi salam said, no, I will pay you. I will pay you. That is why One day Nabi alayhi salam, the riwayat comes in Muslim Sharif. Nabi alayhi salam was walking, and with him he had a herd of sheep. So Safwan ibn Umayyah started looking at the sheep. He started admiring the sheep. Nabi alayhi salam said, "Yu'jibuka ma tara." Do you like what you see? Now if somebody admires our BM, then you ask him, "You like what you see?" He says, "Yes." You tell him, "Well, that's the closest you can get to it. That's about all. Just look at it." Nowadays, the car is, you know, those cars also speak. "Don't come close to me. Don't come close to me," or whatever. I don't even know. Nabi alayhi salam told Safwan, "Yu'jibuka ma tara." You like what you see? He said, "I love it." Nabi alayhi salam said, "Okay, take it." "I can take all the sheep?" "Yes, you can take all the sheep." The first words that he said, "Wallahi ma tabat nafsu ahadin bihada illa nafsu nabiyyin." I swear by Allah, you are a prophet. It takes the heart of a prophet to display such generosity. This action no human can do but a Nabi. He goes back to his nation, he says, "Ya qawm aslimu, fa wallahi inna muhammadan la yu'ti ata'an ma yakhafu al-faqr." Listen, this man is the true Nabi of Allah. Let us accept Islam. He hasn't come to take your money. Allah's qasam, he has come to give you money. "Ma tabat nafsu ahadin bihada illa nafsu nabiyyin." Only a Nabi can do this. No other human can display such generosity. Always he paid. He said, "No, Nabi of Allah, I can't charge you for this camel. You can take it." "Huwa li ahli baytin ma lahum ma'ishatun ghayruh." This belongs to a very poor family. They don't have much besides this camel. Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam said, "Amma idha dhakarta hadha min hali, fa innahu shaka ilayya kathrat al-amal wa qillat al-alaf." Listen, I don't want to know the details, who owns it. All I want to tell you, this camel has put two complaints before me. One is, the camel told me, "You've given it very little food and you're burdening it beyond its ability. فَأَحْسِنُوا إِلَيْهِ." Be kind to this camel. He said, we said this and we continued. Three incidents. Ya'la ibn Murra says, I will never forget it. "مَا رَآهَا أَحَدٌ قَبْلِي وَلَا يَرَاهَا أَحَدٌ بَعْدِي." Then we came to a particular location. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went to sleep. When Nabi alayhi salam went to sleep, one tree came, moved from its place, came to Nabi alayhi salam, ghashiyathu, covered Nabi alayhi salam, sheltered Nabi alayhi salam, and then retreated and went back to its place. When Nabi alayhi salam got up, I said, "Oh Nabi of Allah, very strange. While you were sleeping, this tree came close, covered you, sheltered you." This riwayat is in Bidaya, and the whole hawala of it is also given. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, "When I came here, the trees got happy that the Nabi of Allah has arrived. استأذنت ربها في أن تسلم على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم السلام." This tree could not hold itself. It asked Allah, "Allah, your Nabi is so close. Provide me the opportunity that I come close to him and send durood upon him." So this tree came close to me and it sent durood upon me. In Hayatul Sahaba, there is a riwayat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was going with the Sahaba. One villager came. Nabi alayhi salam said, "You don't want to accept Islam." He said, "What proof do you have?" Nabi alayhi salam said, "How about the tree behind you? If I make the tree speak." He said, "Go for it." Nabi alayhi salam pointed to the tree. فَأَقْبَلَتْ تَخِدُّ الْأَرْضُ خَدَّى. The tree came splitting through and stood before Nabi alayhi salam. Nabi alayhi salam said, "Who am I?" The tree said, "أَشْهَدُ أَنَّكَ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ." I testify that you are the Nabi of Allah. Three times the tree said, Nabi alayhi salam said, "Now go back." The villager said, "Give me your hand, let me accept Islam." In Bidaya, the riwayat is there, Jabir radiallahu anhu says, sometimes we're traveling with Nabi alayhi salam in a desert, and the Nabi of Allah wants to relieve himself. There's no place where he can go and relieve himself. So Nabi alayhi salam told Jabir, "You go to those trees and tell them, Iltaima ilayya." That the Nabi of Allah is saying, gather together, the Nabi of Allah wants to relieve himself. The trees would come together, and then the Nabi of Allah would relieve himself. مَسْتَقْبَلَهُ شَجَرٌ وَلَا حَجَرٌ وَلَا مَدَرٌ إِلَّا قَالَ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. At times a tree, at times a stone. At times we would hear sounds and cries we knew not, but someone would be greeting Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Brothers, look at the Quran. Allah spoke about durood upon the various anbiya. سَلَامٌ عَلَى نُوحٍ فِي الْعَالَمِينَ سَلَامٌ عَلَى مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ سلام على إلياسين سلام على إبراهيم Allah didn't say Salamun ala Muhammad. Peace be upon Ibrahim alayhi salam. Peace be upon Musa. Peace be upon Ilyas alayhi salam. But when he came to Nabi alayhi salam, Inna Allah. Now you must appreciate Arabic. Then you understand grammar. Then you know what Allah is saying. Allah didn't say Salamun ala Muhammad. What utmost respect to the Anbiya. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. The word inna denotes emphasis. Then Allah used Ismul Jalala. Inna Allah. Allah didn't say Inna Rahman. Inna Allah. Ismul Jalala. Verily Allah. Wa malaikatallah. Wa malaikatahu. And the angels of Allah. Yusalluna. Now this is mudari, which denotes continuity. If you appreciate Arabic and grammar, you will relate to what I'm echoing. Yusalluna ala nabi. Allah says, me, my angels, before, present and in future, perpetually send blessings and salawat on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O you who believe, if you claim to believe, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Recite Durud Sharif. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. That Yahudi woman who poisoned the food and gave it to Nabi alayhi salam, Nabi alayhi salam said, innaha masmuma, this food has been poisoned. Sahaba said, how you know? Nabi alayhi salam said the food told me that it is poisoned. Kunna nasma'u tasbihat ta'am wa huwa yukal. Sahaba say, we sat in with Nabi alayhi salam and we could hear the food praising Allah. Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi has written something very beautiful. He says that amongst the miracles of Nabi alayhi salam, we hear that the pebbles praised Allah. In the hands of Nabi alayhi salam, the stones in Nabi alayhi salam's hands used to praise Allah. The food used to praise Allah. Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi used to say that it was not the miracle of Nabi alayhi salam that these pebbles praised Allah. But rather the miracle of Nabi alayhi salam was that when these pebbles came into the hand of Nabi alayhi salam, the praises of these pebbles became audible. Otherwise these pebbles are praising Allah all the time. As the Quran says, wa in min shay'in illa yusabbihu bihamdih walakin la tafqahuna tasbihahum. That when it came into the hand of Nabi alayhi salam, it started praise, it became audible, you could hear it praising Allah. So anyway, Ya'la ibn Murrah radiallahu anhu says, we carried on. One woman came to Nabi alayhi salam, Ya Rasulallah, this child of mine, asabahu bala wa asabana minhu bala. A jinn has affected that child. The child is sick and because of that we are suffering. Nabi alayhi salam told that woman, put the child here. Nabi alayhi salam then read three times, Bismillah, Bismillah, ana abdullah, ikhsa aduwallah. Bismillah, ana abdullah, ikhsa aduwallah. In the name of Allah, I am the servant of Allah, perish, O the enemy of Allah. Nabi alayhi salam then blew on the child and told this woman, you can have this child will never trouble you again. Ya'la ibn Murrah says, these three incidents will live with me forever. In Bidayah there is another riwayat also. One sahabi says, we were traveling with Nabi alayhi salam. We came to a place that there was a deer. And next to the deer there was a villager who had tied the deer and he was gone to sleep. So this deer seen Nabi alayhi salam said, O Nabi of Allah, this man has tied me up. He doesn't want to release me, and I have wali khashfani fi hadhal jabal. And I have two little ones in this mountain here. If he slaughters me, then it's over with my life. Or he releases me that I can go and suckle my little ones. O Nabi of Allah, release me, I will give them milk in return. Nabi alayhi salam said, Taf'aleen, Taf'aleen, you promise me you will do? Subhanallah. Our children do not comply to us as the animals comply to the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this deer said, إِلَّمْ أَفْعَلْ عَذَّبَنِي اللَّهُ عَذَابَ الْعَشَّارِ. If I don't do that, may Allah punish me in the worst of ways. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam opened the deer, فَذَهَبَتْ وَأَرْضَعَتْ وَجَاءَتْ. The deer went, gave milk, returned. Nabi alayhi salam was tying the deer up again, the villager got up. Said, O Nabi of Allah, what's the matter? You want it, have it. Nabi alayhi salam says, yes, I want it. So he said, have it. Nabi alayhi salam released it and said, go. Zayd radiallahu anhu says, I seen that animal kicking its leg and saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. I bear witness that Allah is one and Muhammad is his prophet. Muhammad is his prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is one riwayat which comes in Tirmizi also. It's also in Bidayah. One person in Medina, in one of the meadows of Medina, he took his animals for grazing. And then a wolf came and devoured one sheep. So he ran behind that wolf and he took that sheep back. So the wolf said, تَنْزِعُ مِنِّي رِزْقًا رَزَقَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيَّ. Then he leave the sheep, I'm eating it, you snatching my morsel. So he said, Subhanallah, since when is this wolf speaking? Nabi alayhi salam was sitting with his sahaba and he said, one person mounted onto a cow and he started riding the cow. So the cow said, I haven't been created as a conveyance. So the sahaba around Nabi alayhi salam said, Subhanallah, baqaratun tatakallam. Subhanallah, you mean, O Nabi of Allah, a cow was speaking. Nabi alayhi salam said, listen, I'm not going to explain it. I have said it. If you have your reservation, so be it. I know my Abu Bakr and Umar don't have reservations. Listen, if you have your reservation, so be it. I'm not going to explain it. I know my Abu Bakr and Umar, they've accepted it. Abu Jahl heard that Nabi alayhi salam went for Mi'raj from Nabi alayhi salam and he denied it. Abu Bakr heard it from Abu Jahl that Nabi alayhi salam went and he believed it. Siddiq. That was a very high level. That is why one day Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu snubbed someone. Someone told him something bad, so Abu Bakr also snubbed him. So subhanallah, Nabi alayhi salam said, Siddiq wa la'an kalla wa rabbil ka'bah. Oh, how can I translate this? Siddiq wa la'an kalla wa rabbil ka'bah. One side you Abu Bakr and one side you insult. I doubt these two traits can be found in one human. I doubt one human can possess both. Siddiq and la'an, it cannot happen. Siddiq wa la'an kalla wa rabbil ka'bah. So anyway, the wolf told this man, you worried about me? Muhammadun bi Yathrib yukhbiru bi anba'i ma qad sabaq. Leave me alone. Let me tell you something more strange. The final prophet is out. He's in Medina and he's giving messages and he's inviting towards his deen. This shepherd says, I left my sheep and I came away. I started looking for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And I came and I got a hold of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. I said, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he was a Yahudi, the riwayat says. That I was taking my sheep for grazing, this wolf devoured it. And then it spoke to me. Nabi alayhi salam said, announce as salatu jami'a. Gather everyone. And then Nabi alayhi salam called this man forward. Nabi alayhi salam said, now tell them what happened while you were grazing your sheep. Then he started narrating everything. Nabi alayhi salam said, he has spoken the truth. Allah has also made the animal kingdom speak about my nabuwat. وَإِذَا وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَإِذَا وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُمْ دَابَّةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ وَإِذَا وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُمْ دَابَّةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ تُكَلِّمُهُمْ أَنَّ النَّاسَ كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا لَا يُوقِنُونَ. Allah says, listen to the prophets today. Listen to the Quran today. Listen to the Muaddin today. Allah says in this verse, a time will come prior to Qiyamah, Mount Safa will split and Dabbatul Ard, and huge creature will emerge from the earth. This animal will then come make tawaf of the Kaaba, and this animal will now tell people, you did not listen to the prophets, now you'll have to listen to me, but unless it will be too late. The Quran says, Dabbatul Ard, when an animal will speak, what will the animal say? أَنَّ النَّاسَ كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا لَا يُوقِنُونَ. That which you did not hear on the tongue of prophets today, you'll have to hear it from me. Friends and elders, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's miracles went into the thousands. When they asked him to split the moon, he said, call Abu Jahl. Call all of them. They want me to split this moon. He then made dua to Allah. اِقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرِ اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر وإن يروا آية يعرضوا ويقولوا سحر مستمر. It's split and they've vividly seen, openly seen one side, one the moon split half this side and half that side. One day Jabir radiallahu anhu, on the occasion of Khandaq, as the Sahaba were digging deep trenches. It was very tiring. And they were really motivated when they seen the Nabi of Allah himself digging also. Allahu Akbar. Nabi alayhi salam labored as a physical laborer himself. And that is the beauty of Nabuwat, the difference of Nabuwat and kingdom. A king will enslave everyone to secure his comfort. A Nabi will put himself on the sacrifice to give comfort to others. Whenever it came to sacrifice, you will find Nabi alayhi salam's family was first. Fatima was first. Ali radiallahu anhu was first. Ja'far radiallahu anhu was first. The family of Nabi alayhi salam was first. That is the pattern of Nabuwat. When there was a drought in Egypt, Sayyidina Yusuf says, as long as the drought will remain, only one meal will be cooked in the palace, so that we enjoy the same hunger of the general masses of Egypt. In Ma'riful Quran, this is mentioned. So anyway, Jabir, as the Sahaba were digging, they came upon a massive rock that they just could not penetrate through. So they came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and they asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came and he struck this rock and it fragmented into bits and pieces. And on every piece he says, I can see Iran conquered. I can see Yemen conquered. I can see Persia under the rule of Muslims. Maulana Sayyid Ahmed Khan Sahib Muhajir Madani rahimahumullah nawarallahu marqadahu. Allah fill his grave with nur and iman. Allah give him the highest abodes in Jannah. He used to say on this occasion that what did the Nabi of Allah say? There was such poverty that Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu say, وَبَطْنُهُ مَعْصُوبٌ بِحَجَرَيْنِ, that the blessed stomach of Nabi alayhi salam was tied with two bellies, or with two stones. Two stones around his belly. There was absolutely no food, no provisions. And they are digging here, they cannot break through this rock. And at that time, the Nabi of Allah is prophesizing an era where countries will come to the disposal of the Muslims. Maulana used to say, at that time, the Nabi of Allah tested the level of conviction of the Sahaba. That when Nabi alayhi salam said the statement, imagine a father who cannot give his son 50 cents spending, says, my son, inshallah, in 2 weeks time, you'll be driving a Volvo. What would that son say regarding his father? Just give it a logical parable to which we can relate. That, you know, what is my father talking? He can't pay my fees, he can't give me spending. And he's saying in 2 weeks time. Your Sahaba are saying that there are stones tied to our belly. And the Nabi of Allah is prophesying an era where countries will come at their disposal. But Sahaba were those that accepted. Sahaba were those that accepted. Jabir radiallahu anhu says, while the Nabi of Allah made these prophecies, I became very emotional. I ran to my wife and I said, listen, my Nabi is very hungry. My Nabi is very hungry. I seen two stones tied to the belly of my Nabi. I called my wife. I said, whatever you have, prepare it. I'm calling my Nabi. Allahu Akbar. She says, we have one sheep. If you want, I slaughter it. He says, whatever it is, but my Nabi is hungry. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says, I walked with Nabi alayhi salam into a garden. Nabi alayhi salam picked up a date and he ate. So Nabi alayhi salam said, Malaka ya ibn Umar la ta'akul. You don't want to eat, O Ibn Umar. So I said, La ashtahi ya Rasulallah. O Nabi of Allah, I don't desire really to eat. Nabi alayhi salam said, oh, well, for you it's a matter of desiring or not desiring. For me, 4 days have passed, nothing edible has entered the belly of your Nabi. It's not a matter of desire or not. The riwayat is in Hayatul Sahaba. He says, anyway, my wife prepared the sheep. I came to Nabi alayhi salam, quietly I whispered, I said, oh Nabi of Allah, I wish I could call all these people, but I don't have that much. I only had one small sheep, yourself, and you can select another 10. You decide which are the 10 Sahaba. Quietly, if you can excuse yourself, I've seen the symptoms of hunger manifesting on your face. Nabi alayhi salam said, you've prepared meals for me, Jabir. Allah give you barakat. Ya ahl al khandak halummu ila ghada I Jabir. Listen, all of you leave what you're doing. Jabir has prepared food for us. Now you know, I know, and we know. If we don't tell the wife and we come home with extra visitors, right? I don't know if my sisters are listening, I'll stop you. If they're not listening, I'll tell you more. Are they listening, Mawla? I'll stop you then. Khair. Ya ahl al khandak halummu ila ghada I Jabir. Jabir has made food for you. Jabir radiallahu anhu started running. I mean, we know under stress how we are. Nabi alayhi salam said, wait, Jabir. Tell them not to lift the pot till I come. And in the interim, call all the women of the neighborhood. Tell them all to come. Tell all the women to come. So anyway, Nabi alayhi salam comes and he lifts that lid and then he puts his blessed saliva. Allahu Akbar. That blessed saliva of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In the riwayat of Bukhari, first volume, on the occasion of Hunayn, when Urwa ibn Mas'ud Thaqafi came, and then he looked at Sahaba, what did he say? وَإِذَا تَوَضَّأَ كَادُوا يَقْتَتِلُونَ عَلَىٰ وَذُوئِهِ وَمَا تَنَخَّمَ نُخَامَةً إِلَّا وَقَعَتْ فِي كَفِّ رَجُلٍ مِّنْهُمْ فَدَلَكَ بِهَا وَجْهَهُ وَجِلْدَهُ وَإِذَا أَمَرَهُمْ إِبْتَدَرُوا أَمْرَهُمْ. This is the disbeliever at that time saying, listen, this man is unique. When he spits, they fight for his saliva. They jump for his saliva. And when he makes wuzu, they jump for his water. And if they cannot grasp the water, then they will rub the hand on the moist hand of his brother. وَمَا يُحِدُّونَ النَّظْرَ إِلَيْهِ تَعْظِيمًا لَهُ. They don't dare lift their gaze towards him out of the sheer respect. So anyway, Nabi alayhi salam came, put his blessed saliva in. And then he told that now you start dishing out and you start feeding. Don't look and you start feeding. Jabir radiallahu anhu says more than 1,000 people came, ate and went. There was more food after they left than there was when they came. And in one riwayat, I read this riwayat myself in Bidayah. Nabi alayhi salam says, gather all the bones. Then he made dua, Allah gave life to that sheep. So then Jabir radiallahu anhu took that sheep. And his wife said, what is this? So he said, هَذِهِ شَاتٌ ذَبَحْنَاهَا لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. You know the sheep we slaughtered for Nabi alayhi salam? Allah gave us our sheep back also. And Allah gave us Muhammad as our mehman also. My brothers, I can speak, wallah, for hours in this way. It is time we embrace the life of this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is time we embrace it, love him sincerely. And I leave you with this here. I do not want to take up more time. When Sayyidina Umar came to the Hajr Aswad, and then he kissed the black stone. He kissed the black stone. Then he spoke to that stone and he said, Ya Hajar, inni a'lamu annaka Hajar. The riwayat of Muslim Sharif. Ma tanfa' wa la tadur. O stone, listen, I know you nothing but a stone. You cannot benefit me nor harm me. لولا أني رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقبلك ما قبلتك. But I seen the Nabi of Allah kissing you. Now I will shift my logic, I will shift my intellect, I will shift my understanding, and I will also put my lips where my Nabi put his lips, because in that is my salvation. In that is my salvation. Really, brothers, let us embrace the life of Nabi alayhi salam. People doing wrong are not shy and are not ashamed. People dressing semi-nude do not feel embarrassed. Allah has given us the beautiful garb of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Let us not resist criticism, but wallah, let us embrace it for the deen of Allah. Let us take it forward and take this beautiful deen and convey this beautiful akhlaq. People are desperate. Wallah, people are desperate to see this beautiful deen. More desperate sick people are for cure, and poor people are for food. Wallah, the Western world is desperate for morals and guidance. Travel in the world and you will see they have everything if they are devoid of morals and values. Allah has given us this beautiful deen, this complete deen. I just got back from Australia now. Alhamdulillah, I had the opportunity to visit many campuses, many colleges, many universities. I don't have time to elaborate in my experiences. Maybe some other time. Many, many young Australians are accepting Islam. In the hundreds, reverts coming in the full sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So many Australian youth I met with. And they sit in there, you know, in the front serve, reviving the beautiful teachings of Nabi alayhi salam. وَإِنْ تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. Allah says, if you don't want to take on my deen, I will substitute you by a nation. But I promise you, that nation will never desert me. So let us stand up before Allah replaces us by others. May Allah inspire myself, one and all, that we inculcate in our life the noble teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and we become exemplary Muslims for humanity in its entirety. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Beware of fraudulent copies of this and other media products. Fraudulent copies prevent and destroy the possibility of future productions. Help us to continue providing you with digital media products. Buy a genuine copy.
For all your CD needs, contact Simtek Islamic CDs. We have a wide range of CD-ROM and audio CDs to choose from. Try our Quranic CDs or choose from our vast range of English lectures. We even have selected Urdu lectures. And for your computer, we have screensavers, Islamic programs and much more. So call us on 082-500-9111. Simtek Islamic CDs. Manufacturers and distributors of Islamic audio and media CDs.